This is Nancy Casey with an update about the situation in Haiti, where grassroots activists in the country have been responding to the disaster there since the moment it began. Anne-Christine Dadesky, author, documentary filmmaker, and social justice activist, has been focusing her concern on the welfare of the most vulnerable survivors, such as orphans and lost children. In this posting, addressing the welfare of all injured survivors, she writes, "As it stands, on the ground right now, there's a severe shortage of crutches and other equipment to help the newly amputated. You already know that surgical teams lack the means to sterilize their equipment, leading to infection that they lack medicine to treat, leading to gangrene and death for some. There have been no shortage of media stories covering the terrible agony of survivors who've had operations without any anesthesia or painkillers of any kind. A global call has gone out to Handicap International and groups within the disabled and handicapped communities and to the general public for support and donations. Similar calls have gone out to physical therapists and professionals, including trauma counselors. This is a need for everyone in Haiti, nearly. Again, when considering how to help, what services to introduce, consider partnerships. Twinning projects are an ideal way to share knowledge and for groups outside Haiti to benefit from what survivors have to teach us now, too. Bottom line, when Haiti is stable enough again to rebuild, there should be a global effort to offer work and support to these physically handicapped survivors who will be coping with additional huge odds. Business people and agencies contemplating how to help Haiti might consider factories for local production of prosthetics, crutches, wheelchairs, and other needed equipment, and then employ as many physically handicapped Haitians as possible. We must envision a recovery that puts the needs of the most vulnerable in the population at the front and center. If Haiti can deliver for its newly handicapped, for its most traumatized, then it will be delivering for the rest of the country as well." While we're on the subject, let's encourage everyone covering the Haiti quake story to avoid further stigmatizing survivors. Those who have had operations may be coping with tremendous physical loss, with a disability, but they remain as competent as another. Here's to the empowerment of physically handicapped Haitians. Let's give support to members of this community, and help and respect. Let's avoid pity. Let's recognize the strongest and the bravest people in the world at this moment." Those are the words of Anne-Christine Dadesky, documentary filmmaker and social justice activist, who you can find on the web at www.haitivox.com. That's Haiti, V-O-X. Richard Morse is the leader of the Haitian band Ram and owner of the Olufsen Hotel in Port-au-Prince. His friend Dan Craig compiled his Twitter postings, or tweets, which are messages of up to 140 characters, and circulated them widely. "I believe Ram Haiti began using Twitter about a month ago," writes Craig, "and currently he has 11,552 followers. Approximately 11,400 of those began following after the original earthquake." These are tweets by Ram Haiti from January 19th, a week after the quake, beginning about 9 in the morning. "Is the aid really going to get to the people? We're looking for live bodies. Did you bring food? Can you blame someone who's hungry for looting? I don't get the feeling there's a plan. I hope the planning committee isn't the same old folks. Been there, done that." No sense of who's going to lead this next phase. There better be some changes. Better figure out how to get food and water to people real quick. When people are hungry, they don't realize that they're getting unruly. The bad apples then take advantage. A hungry man is an angry man. A hungry mob is an angry mob. One of my staff has been here since Tuesday, working day and night. Left 10 minutes ago. Just came back. The streets aren't good. Thieves. You can't call them relief efforts yet. The ones who aren't on the streets are living in broken homes, pretending to get on with their lives. No true sense of what's going on yet. Some have gotten used to living with the smell of rotting corpses. AOL says corpses are everywhere. That's last week's news. The only bodies we smelled yesterday were under rubble. Many people getting on buses trying to get to the provinces or to the DR. I sense more urgency today than in past days. New York Times, Perry Match, Le Monde, LA Times, Washington Post, Sky News, AP, Tourist, Corbis Images, Wozo Productions, the White House, searching streets and sky for news. No sense of leadership yet. This will lead to more problems. Mike T just brought me some gas. Thanks, dude. Gives me a couple more days of tweeting and charging computers and phones. Who's in charge? Where does the buck stop? Ram is the name of my band. My name is Richard August Morse. If the same people who have been disappearing the disaster aid to Haiti for the last 6 years are still in the loop, then something is seriously wrong. The band is fine. I see a couple of the musicians every day, very concerned about the future. Definitely do some research before sending money to anyone, even if they're famous. The person putting up our website was killed during the quake while in Shacmel. You can Google Ram Haiti. We play roots music. I don't know what Pat Robertson said, but I doubt he knows anything about African or Afro-Caribbean culture. If you go to a hospital, a cemetery, a prison, an orphanage, or a morgue, you'll find people of all religions. Even with all this earthquake trauma, I still get spam mail from Nigerian bankers. The rain sprinkled a bit tonight, and the folks sleeping in the park across the street started praying out to Jesus to stop the rain. Spent an hour at Lycée Jean-Jacques Dessalines with Virginia Search and Rescue Force No. 1. No live bodies, strong smell of decomposing schoolchildren. A 6- or 7-story hospital building collapsed and fell over on the Dessalines school. No chance for the children. Search and Rescue headed to St. Gerard. Ram Bam members tell me that they'd like to help with food and water distribution, but no one seems to know where to turn to. A woman was just pulled from the rubble, alive. She asked for a phone and called her brother. This from the Dutch journalist. How many more? Ending about 1 a.m. Next day, January 20th, beginning about 6:30 a.m. Another one. Good morning. Last night I went to bed wondering why I was still sleeping outside. This morning I found out why. I went to bed to the sound of a military operation, planes droning in the distance, the city that never sleeps. Yes, there was another quake. Not as long, not as strong. It was like your mother giving you a little shake in the morning to get you out of bed. People screamed in the background. I heard what sounded like a building come crashing down. It feels like the ground is lower. A journalist friend went to Carrefour Foy and said, after this morning's quake, that what I thought was a building falling was several small ones. By the sound of it, there are some mighty big planes coming in and out of Haiti. I hear up to 10,000 troops. I wonder if the aid is going to go into that big black hole that's reserved especially for aid to Haiti. Remember Jean and Hannah? My friend Ian says, make sure you check out the charity before you send money, even if they're famous. Don't get swindled. We're trying to figure out what to do with the band. We're musicians. Normally we gig. I'm not hearing good news about the Montana Hotel. Photos are grim. I don't know how else to put it. It was a priority for search and rescue. Thanks for offering food and water. We seem to be managing. Can't speak for everyone. Martine Pierre is still sending messages. She is alive under rubble at Université Caraïbe, located at Delma 29. Student still alive. I didn't feel any tremors today, except for the wake-up 6.1 tremor this morning. Fatigue is setting in. The hours are long. Stress. I saw some friends today. Hadn't seen them since the quake. Then they were off, back to work. I have a 6.3K generator along with a 2.4K inverter. 30 or 40 journalists are charging phones, computers, cameras, etc. I'm not a journalist. I'm a musician innkeeper. Nighttime. Many have gone to sleep at the hotel. Quiet. I hear planes in the distance. Occupation continues. Big planes rumble like earthquakes. We're doing okay. So exhausted I can't sleep. I'll try again. This may be some kind of new haiku-ish journalism. Martine Pierre sending messages. She's alive under rubble at Université Caraïbe, located at Delma 29. Student alive. Don't get me wrong, but how does her phone stay charged after all this time? The UN was getting a bit suspect before the quake. I'm just concerned. Aid and the dispersal of aid is politics. Experience says politics never stops. Which families are getting the aid? Who got gene aid? I've been led to believe that the search and rescue operations have a U.S. citizen priority. I'm hoping for the best, and I hope they get to Martine Pierre at Delma 29. Pray for a miracle. Don't get me wrong, I'm telling you things I've heard. Search and rescue is still here. That's a good sign. I went out twice with them. I'm not bitter. I'm trying to get to a complete understanding of what's going on, so I ask questions. Asking questions improves results. Good night, folks. That last message at about 2:30 a.m. Those were tweets sent out by Ram Haiti, Richard Morse, leader of the band Ram and owner of the Olufsen Hotel in Port-au-Prince. And, as he says, you can find out more by Googling Ram, that's R-A-M, Haiti. This has been an update on the situation in Haiti. You can learn more about the work of groups and individuals mentioned in this update and how to support them by going to www.couragewoman.org. This report was produced by KRFP, Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and Yin Radio at yinradio.org. I'm Nancy Casey.